Hi guys, this is Hazel Brugger and this is my English voice. If you want to hear my German voice, go watch the new Disney movie Wish, where I voice one of the characters. It's out today in cinemas and features a lot of strong women. Maybe not as strong as the guests in our podcast today, but, you know, mentally strong, which is not strong at all. So let's go.
Between two Germans. Hello. This podcast episode is going to be in English, after a short introduction and explanation in German. So if you don't speak English, I'm sorry, but this episode is not for you. If you only speak English, just be patient. We will continue after a short introduction in German. Also, please note that this episode contains spoilers for the Netflix series Wrestlers about wrestling.
Hallo, hier ist der Thomas. Wir haben heute einen amerikanischen Gast, die Wrestlerin Hollywood Haley Jay aus Kentucky. Hazel und ich haben die Netflix-Serie Wrestlers gesehen und mega gefeiert. Und wir waren super froh, dass sie zugesagt hat, mit uns zu sprechen. Neben den üblichen weiterführenden Links in den Shownotes findet ihr diesmal auch ein paar Wrestling-Namen und Fachbegriffe. Besonders wichtig zum Verständnis, Al Snow ist der Chef der Wrestling-Organisation OVW und die Hauptperson der Serie Wrestlers, quasi der, der alle Kämpfe koordiniert. Ein Soccer Rock ist eine mit Stein gefüllte Socke, was die Wrestlerin, mit der wir heute sprechen, gerne als Waffe benutzt. Im Wrestling geht es typischerweise um einen Kampf Gut versus Böse, wobei das Gute meistens gewinnt. Der in Anführungsstrichen gute Wrestler heißt Babyface, der in Anführungsstrichen böse Wrestler heißt Heel. Es ist also immer ein Kampf Babyface versus Heel. Jetzt wünsche ich euch viel Spaß mit der heutigen Special-Episode. Well, hello, Hollywood Haley Jay. It's so cool to finally talk to you. I couldn't believe you were answering me when I called you, actually, or when I wrote you. And it was so funny because I was chatting with you. And first I planned to have this episode as a surprise for my wife, because we really loved the wrestling series. We found it amazing. Beautifully shot and really, really cool, interesting characters. And I was chatting with you at the same time while we were watching you beating up your mom.
And that's crazy. And you're wow.
And I couldn't resist. I asked Hazel, who do you think I'm chatting with right now? And she said, I don't know,
the Dalai Lama. And he said, even better.
Yeah, no, there's a couple different people now who have access to my accounts, but I'm on there sometimes. I pop in, but
so
there were so many. Sorry, I don't have a voice. I kind of sound like I smoke 10 packs a day, but I wrestled twice yesterday. My voice is gone. But since the Netflix thing dropped, I've just got so many followers and messages and everything. I cannot keep up with everyone and everything. So I got a team now.
Yeah, that would have been my first question. How has your life changed ever since the Netflix documentary Wrestlers came out?
Yeah, well, I've definitely, my phone does not stop. I've got a lot of different opportunities. I actually did get a WWE tryout.
Oh, but, congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't get to go because I wasn't medically cleared. I have epilepsy, and my doctor, my neurologist was like, no. So they're helping me find a doctor to get a second opinion and everything, but I'll be back out there before we know it. But other than that, I mean, just a lot of new, I don't like to call them fans. I like to say family, because I wouldn't even be me without, you know, the people who support me. So a lot of new family, and yeah, a lot of opportunities. A lot of doors are opening.
And even international podcasts now.
Thomas
is like the Al Snow of the German comedy scene. He's nice. Super serious all the time, but he's actually very funny.
Super serious, but making no money.
Yeah,
yeah. You have a serious face. I was looking at your face, your profile picture. I was like, oh, he's serious. You're intimidated by me. I'm intimidated by you guys.
What's more fun, beating up women or men?
Ooh, maybe men. Because I can hit them really hard and they're not going to complain. They're like, oh, I can't complain if a girl hit me hard.
They're,
you know?
They're like trees. They're just going to stand.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you can take all your anger and frustration out on them.
Is wrestling...
I'm sure you know that's your husband.
Yeah.
Let her do that to you. Let her do that to you.
Is wrestling more like fighting or more like acting? If you had to choose one of those, which one is it more?
Ooh, I don't know. You know what? I think that I wouldn't say acting, I would say personality aspect of it, so entertaining part, got me further than my actual wrestling ability. So I'm going to go with the acting / character.
Yeah, because I think that's a big misconception about wrestling, that it's all fake. Because, I mean, you obviously get hurt a lot. And I found that really... dark in the documentary when you see like all the injuries that Al Snow has got over the years, because sometimes stuff doesn't work out and so on. And I mean, you don't even always like have every move rehearsed, don't you? I mean, it's just you kind of freestyle.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, well, these days a lot of people do call A through Z. That's what we say, and it's a lot, but me, I can't remember all that. So I'm just like, let me know the finish and I'm good to go. But as far as like wrestling in the ring, I can get in there and I can wrestle all day and I can even legit hurt my opponent or whatever. And that's not where the money's at. The money's in the, you know, the entertaining aspect of it. So
yeah, because
that's why WWE draws me towards them instead of like, you know, going all over the independents and wrestling and wrestling and wrestling. I'm like, if I'm going to wrestle 6 days a week, I want to do some entertaining, you know, things with it. I want to do funny skits. Like, I love that side of wrestling.
Yeah, at the end of the day, people just want to hear a story. They just want to be taken out of their everyday lives and just be blown away by some other fantasy. Is there any story you want to tell?
Yeah. I want to tell... I think as a you know, wrestler, I consider ourselves artists, and because we're creative, we think of stories and stuff. So I have a bunch of stories in my mind, but as far as like my goal is to make it to WWE so I can wrestle Charlotte Flair and tell that second generation story. You know, everyone knew who her dad was. It was easy for her to, you know, woo and come up, and everyone knows who Charlotte Flair was. But with my mom, I'm also second generation, but she didn't quite make it as far. So it's like, I didn't get all the royals from being the second generation superstar. And I just think that we could have a good story with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think, I once read people like attend a wrestling match to see the heel, but they want to see the babyface win. Is that true? Like, they want to see the bad guy, but they want to root for the good guy?
Yeah. So I feel like I was a heel. That's my favorite role to play, is the bad guy. People come to see me, but they come to see me get beat up. They love to yell and, you know, talk trash to me or whatever. And then they cheer for the babyface. I just make it easy for them to be mean to me.
At least compared to the US, we don't have an own German wrestling culture.
Really?
But
yeah.
Maybe,
I did not know that.
Maybe Thomas and I should start it. Do you have any
ideas? Yeah, you guys should start your own promotion.
What should our wrestler names be? Can you help us out a little bit? Because you saw Thomas's profile picture. You know he can have a serious face, but he's a friendly guy. Maybe something like something.
He does have a serious face. Wrestling names.
And
you're a comedian, aren't you?
Yeah.
I could only imagine seeing you, because if you like, you know, you're funny, then you would get in the ring and take that to another level. We call it comedy wrestling, but I love that type of stuff. It's fun.
It was so nice seeing Al Snow trash talking on the radio. He was really
incredible.
Good at it, actually. It was insane.
Al is great at trash talking. Al is great at making you believe in yourself. Al's great at covering up any situation. He's
great at everything except for smiling. He's really not a big smiler.
And yeah, you're right. I think maybe I got him to smile twice. I jumped out of a casket one time at the haunted house and scared the crap out of him.
Oh, really?
And that made him laugh. That was good.
Yeah, maybe Hazel, I don't know, like the...
Well, I'm seven months pregnant, so I could be like a...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I actually know what it's like being kicked up, like getting kicked down by your own child.
Oh, yeah.
All day, all night.
Is this your all's first child or you have
no,
more?
It's no, our, it's our second. We have a two-year-old second? Daughter. And
oh, you already have a two-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
so,
age.
Zero
good age.
Sleep gang. That's our...
She has, she has your energy, actually. She talks like you. She has like a really rusty voice. And she's really
she's always
rough
one,
and tough.
Rough one, and tough. Super
one second
tough.
Away from building her own sock of rocks.
I love that. I won't say I condone that, but I love it.
No, Hazel's name would be something like Swiss Knife, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm from
Swiss
Switzerland.
Knife. Ooh, that's Swiss clever.
That's
I like that.
Good.
And me,
and you're
me
the
would,
Swiss wife.
No, I would be maybe German brick, something like that.
That's
you know,
good.
Like that.
German brick, yeah, because you're. I like that too. He's good. He's the creative one. Why'd you guys ask me that question?
Thank you very much.
What
was fighting your mom like? It's a crazy, crazy scene. For me, it's like the climax of the whole series. I think it's just, you watch that and you think, oh my God, this is just, this. It just blew my mind to see that. And like the picture of your mom defeated with blood on her face and then the nails and everything. Like, I mean.
It came across to be a bonding moment between you two. Was it negative? Was it positive? What was it?
I think it was definitely positive. I think it was positive. We have wrestled each other before, just not to that extent with the weapons and everything. I'm kind of bougie when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to bleed. I always say, like, I have a pretty face. I don't want scars and stuff. She does the more deathmatch style. And
But I mean, that really hurts, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah. There's no way around that stuff.
It's no,
so that's
no
why
trick
I'm like,
or it's no gimmick or anything. It's just like beating your head into nails.
Exactly.
So crazy.
Exactly. But I mean
is that even still wrestling? Is that, or is it just, it's almost sound, I don't know if that's inappropriate or something, but it almost looked like a hobo fight or something like that, you know?
A hobo fight.
Just give like
yeah,
two people
yeah, that's pretty good.
Two
that's,
knives
that's,
and like a little bit of money and say, hey, fight, you know?
It almost, yes.
It had a really, really rough energy to it.
I think some people would consider, my mom would consider death matches wrestling. There is a way to do them if it's a good story, like mine and hers, the whole mother-daughter thing, and we did all the extra stuff. That's considered a good story, but sometimes these people go out here in their backyards and find whatever and just hit each other with it, and I'm not for that.
That's so crazy.
But I mean, that it was fun. I was just happy to get to do something that she does, you know, that's her thing. So as her daughter, I always said, like, if you retire, I'm going to do one death match and it'll be with you. It'll be her last match ever, and then it'll be my first death match ever. But then Al did that, so she's still wrestling. We're a tag team in Cali. She's not going anywhere anytime soon. But I was just glad I got to do that with her. You know, it was kind of more of like a personal thing.
But was it emotional for you? Or was it like as emotional as it seemed to be?
I mean, in the moment, I don't know. I think I just kind of, when I go through the curtain, it's like, I'm not even there. It's, you know, something just, it's a switch. And I think afterwards I felt it, you know, and I was just like, wow, that was crazy. And I was able to kind of digest everything. But in the moment, like me actually hitting her, I felt nothing. And it's crazy because I like watched it back and I see like me like rub the blood on her face. And I'm just like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Like me, Haley
so
J,
incredibly wrong.
Would not do that.
Could you ever see yourself wrestling your son in the future? Because you have a son who's like 4 years old, I think.
I would love to wrestle Zayden. Do I see myself wrestling him? Hopefully not. Hopefully he's smarter than that. I don't really like the intergender stuff either, just because, well, Al taught us that, you know, we don't do that. We are selling a different type of product. So I don't really do much intergender stuff, but I would absolutely wrestle my son. I think that he will be trained properly and, you know, and I still got to show him who's in charge.
Yeah, that's important.
Or maybe we see a grandma-grandson match. I mean,
oh my god, oh
the possibilities are now, endless Zayden, with this
well,
family.
He's young now, but he did not like that story between me and my mom. He was not a fan of that.
You're like the wrestling MCU, always yeah, new characters exactly, showing up. You know, I heard that attendances skyrocketed after the documentary for the wrestling thing of OVW. Is it true that like now you have like huge shows, everything is sold out and
yeah,
so on?
So far the past 3 weeks have been sold out, so that's a blessing. Hopefully we can keep the momentum going, you know, we just keep talking and blah blah blah. Season 2 may be in the works, like we don't know, we're still waiting on that. But we definitely have sold out the past 3 weeks. So thanks, everybody.
Well, congratulations.
We haven't, we did ask, we had a meeting after our last show on Thursday. And we asked Al, like, we know that people are showing up to the house and we're getting sold out crowds. But how is it showing in ratings and whatnot? So I think he'll be talking more of those numbers this week. We're not, haven't got that far into detail. But as far as the house, the people there, they're definitely showing up. They are definitely showing up.
Perfect.
So if I had to step into the ring tomorrow and I have zero wrestling experience, what are three things you would tell me or teach me in order to be still alive the day after tomorrow?
Well, okay. The first thing I would teach you is, I would say, have personality, because you get entertaining and that's how you get money. And then the second thing I would teach you is... Let me think. I would teach you how to pin. So you get them down and you pin them, because that's how you win, right? And then the third thing is probably the most important thing. I would teach you how to cheat, because that's how we always win. I would teach you how to swing the soccer rocks, girl.
Okay. Maybe make
it takes
some
practice, I've learned.
Maybe just tell some jokes while I swing the soccer rocks.
Yeah, you're like, you distract them with a joke and then you just crack them with the soccer rocks. And I promise you'll survive. If you use my little techniques, which is number three, you'll be just fine.
Swiss knife is gonna be just okay.
Yes.
What can we expect from you in the future? What are you cooking right now? What are you cooking up?
Well, you can expect from me to be signed somewhere. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Ooh. That's what I'm going for. I just have to get my second opinion cleared, and we already got all the steps to take to get that happened. And then I got a invitation back. So just stay tuned and hold the applause, because I will be back at either AEW or WWE. Who knows?
Well, I would say break a leg, but I don't want you to take it too literally. So fingers crossed.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
I'll take
thank
it.
Thank
you
so much, Hollywood. Hey, Jay, it was so nice talking to you.
Yay. Awesome. I'm going to tell Al all this. I'm going to tell him everything you all said. Make sure he watches this so he knows that you are the German version of Al Snow.
Albert Schnee.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll let that happen. I appreciate you guys for having me on here. Sorry for the technology problems. I am not the brightest when it comes to this stuff. I'm still learning everything. That's why I have to have a whole team. I'm telling you, it takes a village. They say it takes a village to raise a baby. I'm still a baby.
Well, it takes two villages to raise a Haley, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She knows. You guys do great, especially English is like the hardest language to learn. So.
Well, just wait until you learn German.
Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, thank you all.
Thank you, too.
Thank you very
much.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Das war unsere Hazel Thomas Hörerlebnis Sonderfolge. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, teilt sie oder empfehlt sie weiter. Natürlich freuen wir uns immer über euer Feedback und über eine gute Bewertung. Wir sehen uns spätestens kommenden Montag. Schaut am Sonntag in Wer stellt mir die Show rein? 20:15 Uhr auf Pro7, glaube ich. Macht's gut und bleibt gesund.